VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Palestinian medical officials say at least 13 people were killed by two separate Israeli strikes in Gaza. Gaza's health ministry said one of the strikes hit a school-turned-shelter, killing at least six people. Hospital officials said seven people were killed in another strike on a tent in the city of Khan Yunis. Mohammed Zanoun lost relatives during the strikes there. The children were playing at the Al-Mawasi area, which the Israeli army claimed was a safe zone. The children were playing football when a missile targeted them in the middle of the game. There were no wanted individuals or targets in the street, just children, and they were the ones martyred yesterday. The Israeli army said the strike targeted a militant belonging to the U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. Also Saturday, Israel announced the first delivery of aid to the war-battered northern Gaza in weeks. According to Palestinian health officials, one Palestinian was also shot dead Saturday during an Israeli military raid in the occupied West Bank. Officials say a suicide bomber blew himself up at a train station in southwestern Pakistan, killing at least 24 people, including soldiers, and wounding about 50 others. Mohammed Irfan is a relative of one of the victims. My uncle and a relative were martyred. As soon as we woke up in the morning, we received news that there was a blast at the railway station. We found out that my uncle and relative had gone to the railway station to drink tea and enjoy some leisure time. Saturday's attack happened when about 100 passengers were waiting for a train to travel to the garrison city of Rawalpindi from Quetta, the capital of the Balochistan province. A senior government administrator said a separatist group, the Balochistan Liberation Army, claimed the attack in a statement, saying a suicide bomber targeted troops present at the railway station. Police said they are investigating the claim.